In California, the state's Supreme Court is wrestling with a complicated case involving the parental obligations of lesbian partners who've split up. At issue is who's legally responsible for supporting children in a family where the kids have two mothers. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The court records identify them only by their first names to protect the privacy of the children. But Emily openly shares how she and her ex-partner Alyssa once built a family. Here at home in the foothills of California's Sierra Nevada mountains, Emily gently awakens her 7-year-old son from his afternoon nap.
Hi. Right, can we wake up? Are we sleepy?
Oh,
you want to wake up?
The boy doesn't speak. He was born with Down syndrome. His twin sister, who's completely healthy, sits nearby.
Can I have some milk, Mama?
Mm-hmm. There's some left in the fridge. You can go get some.
Emily says she and the twins are what's left of a broken family. They are her biological children. She conceived them after being artificially inseminated. At about the same time the twins were born, Emily's partner, Alyssa, gave birth to a son, also the product of artificial insemination.
We both wanted to be birth parents. We both wanted to use the same donor so the children would be biologically related, so that they'd be brothers and sisters. We both absolutely intended these pregnancies. That was never a question for us.
Emily says she was a stay-at-home mom while Alyssa was a family breadwinner. But when the couple broke up, Alyssa left with her biological son. And soon Emily was on her own with the twins. That's how the state of California got involved, demanding support payments from Alyssa on the basis that she was a parent to the twins, even though they aren't her birth children. Kara Reed Spangler is a state attorney arguing on Emily's behalf.
All children are entitled to support from both people who intentionally brought the children into the world. And all children are entitled to support from a person who intentionally creates a parent-child relationship when she takes the children into her home and holds them out as her own.
But attorney Shelley Hank says Alyssa never promised to be the parent of Emily's twins and shouldn't have to support them.
If the legislature intended for same-sex partners and their progeny to be a family unit, then the legislature would define it so. It would not be up to this court to stretch the existing laws.
In California and most other states, the laws are murky in cases such as this one, involving a lesbian couple who lived as a family but were not officially domestic partners. As her dispute was debated before the California Supreme Court, Justice Ming Chin seemed to agree that both women once acted as a children's parents. He noted that while Alyssa now claims no responsibility for the twins, she once listed them as dependents on her tax returns.
And didn't she name Emily as a beneficiary of her life insurance?
At one time, yes, Your Honor.
And didn't they both breastfeed all three children?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is this beginning to sound like to you?
None of that rises to the legal definition of parent.
That's the key argument from Alyssa's attorney, Shelley Hanke, that just because the two women lived together as a couple doesn't mean they were the co-parents of each other's biological children. While the California Supreme Court considers this case, it's also looking at two others involving child custody and support issues between estranged lesbian partners. Whatever the justices decide may help chart a legal path for a new kind of family dispute that's still rare, but becoming more common. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.